On Thursdays, we read from your email, and we start today with several foreign policy interviews we've done over the last week. There was lots of mail about our interviews yesterday with the current and former secretaries of state.
I have to give kudos to Michelle Norris's interview with Condi Rice. This is the first hard-biting interview I've heard NPR conduct in far too long a time, writes Steve Chappell of Brownfield, Maine. Ms. Norris's interview was true to the journalistic creed to ask questions that uncover the truth and report it as it is.
There were some critical letters, too. At one point, Secretary Rice asserted that Musab el-Zarqawi, who founded al-Qaeda in Iraq, was in Iraq before the beginning of the war. Listener Yasser Matt said, shame on you guys not to correct her about Zarqawi. Yes, he was in Iraq before the invasion, but in an area out of the control of Saddam Hussein.
Robert Lenihan is one of the listeners who voiced displeasure with my interview with former Secretary of State Colin Powell. Am I missing something here, he writes? Where are the hard-hitting questions? Have Powell's publicly stated recommendations been reliable in the past? Was his strong support for starting the Iraq War justified? The listener couldn't tell. Those questions weren't asked.
And there was also mixed reaction to my interview Friday with Stephen Hadley, the Bush administration's national security advisor.
I both appreciated and was infuriated, said Ken Ehrlich of Los Angeles. By evoking 9/11 and talking about al-Qaeda in Iraq, Mr. Hadley implicitly endorses the claim that there was some connection between 9/11 and the war in Iraq. I wish that Ms. Norris had done more to get past the hollow rhetoric of the administration.
This is a letter on a totally different subject, Larry Abramson's story on what teachers do with their summer breaks. Jennifer Raypatch of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, was happy to hear it.
As a teacher, I got tired of all those snarky comments about getting the summers off. I would usually ask, if it's such a great perk, why don't you become a teacher? Responses were usually an enthusiastic, no thank you.
Another teacher, Elizabeth Holbrook Rabaska of Bar Harbor, Maine, said, I'm not sure how many people realize that most teachers use the summer to supplement their incomes to make ends meet. The cost of housing and higher education is such that while many teachers earn a steady living, it is not a profession that affords a summer full of lazy days at the beach. Still, I can't imagine doing anything else.
We also received quite a few emails regarding Amy Robinson's story about a giant erector set model of Michigan's Mackinac Bridge.
Paula Geister of Battle Creek, Michigan, offered this correction. Amy Robinson stated that the Mackinac Bridge connects Michigan's mainland to its upper peninsula. The state is actually comprised of two peninsulas, an upper one and a lower one.
We want to hear your thoughts. You can write to us by going to npr.org and clicking Contact Us at the top of the page.
People have been sending not only their thoughts, but clips of the sounds that fill their lives. Today, a sound shipped to us from a listener in the shipping business.
My name is David Sieg. I live in Kingsport, Tennessee. I'm a sound engineer, a musician. I do web design. I work out of my home. And occasionally I have to ship fairly large pieces of equipment across the country. And when I do, I use a protective plastic wrap that's kind of like a large version of cling wrap you would use on a sandwich or something. And now it's ready to ship.
Listener David Sieg of Kingsport, Tennessee, sharing his rapping sound clip. Here's a special sound clip challenge. Tell us about a noise that you only hear in the summer. Go to npr.org to find out how to submit a sound clip.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.